Good morning, VOI listeners. Welcome back with me on the morning session of Indonesia today. I'll be bringing you the greatest music from all across Indonesia, and not to forget, of course, the latest accurate news from Indonesia. Right now, I'll be your host for the next 6 hours. I'm Yunika, glad to have you here with us. Of Indonesia with the news. Igusti Ngurah Rai Airport said that 24 flight departures and arrivals were cancelled and some flight operations were disrupted on Monday due to the eruption of Mount Lewotobi Laki-Laki in Flores Timur, East Nusa Tenggara. Ahmad Shawgi Shahab, the airport's general manager, informed that based on the data that they received on Monday afternoon, several airlines serving flights to Labuan Bajo, Australia, Singapore, and South Korea were confirmed to have experienced cancellations and delays. Deputy Minister of Creative Economy Iren Umar explored collaboration opportunities among the arts, culture, and the creative economy sectors during a visit to the Yogyakarta Presidential Palace, also known as Gedung Agung. Iren noted in a press statement received on Monday that Gedung Agung is not only a historical site, it is a living public space. We can utilize it as a stage for cultural diplomacy, art exhibitions, creative residencies, and Integrational Education Lab. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yang indah itu masih seperti dulu, namun baru kali ini rona wajahmu tampak begitu sendu. Lalu ku dengar kabar kau ingin putus darinya. Dalam hatiku berkata, ini kesempatan untukku. Ingatlah, ingat diriku yang sungguh mencintamu sedari dulu. Sayang padamu, jangan ragu, jangan bimbang. Izinkanlah diriku jadi kekasih yang baru. Ingatlah, ingat diriku yang sungguh mencintamu sedari dulu. Sayang padamu, jangan ragu, jangan bimbang. Izinkanlah diriku jadi kekasih yang baru. Bila kau cari harta, dia memang pasti lebih dari harta.
morning, VOI listeners. Welcome back with me, Unika, in the morning session of Indonesia today. Glad to have you here with us. How are you today? How are we feeling? I am playing that upbeat song because I want you guys to be, you know, energized for the morning. And I know that, of course, in Jakarta, at least, it's now raining, even though it doesn't supposed to be raining. It's supposed to be very, very dry for the whole 6 months, 3 months, if I'm not mistaken. But sadly, it has been raining. Raining cannot always be a bad thing, you know. It can sometimes be a good thing, but maybe because a lot of Indonesian already expect that we have a dry land for the next, you know, 3 months, because we already passed the rainy season of our, you know, our weather. And maybe now, because the weather is now kind of, you know, chaotic, I'm going to rate you the weather forecast straight from the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency. Now, from what I've seen, that there are a lot of places that would be cloudy, sunny and cloudy, just like Banda Aceh, Medan, Denpasar, Jambi, Bandung, Semarang, Surabaya, Pontianak, Banjarbaru, Palangkaraya, Tanjung Pinang. Moving on to the east section of Indonesia, Pekanbaru is always also going to be sunny. Pekanbaru, Mataram, Kupang, Kediri, and yes, that would be all. Congratulations for all of you guys that will be having a cloudy, sunny day, so you guys will be able to have an activity outside of your house. Now, I'll be reading you places that would be raining. And it would be Serang, Bengkulu, Yogyakarta, Jakarta, Tanjung Selor, and of course, that also be Palembang, Padang, Manado, Palu, Makassar, Ternate, Ambon, Manokwari, Sorong, Nabire, Kota Merauke, Jayawijaya, and Jayapura. So for all of you guys that will be experiencing rain, I am suggesting you guys to stay safe and, you know, bring your umbrella or just, you know, the raincoat. If you are not that type of person that will be carrying umbrella everywhere, bring your raincoat then. But there are also places that maybe need a special focus, just like Pangkal Pinang, because Pangkal Pinang would be experiencing a stormy rain. So please be cautious, be safe, and, you know, just be aware of your surroundings, especially when you're surrounded by electronics. And that would be all for me. And after this, I'll be playing you a song from Malik the Essentials, Kumpul Bocha. Enjoy.
Kecil berlari kesana kemari sambil tertawa riang. Kedua tangannya diayun kiri kanan. Hari ini bahagia terbias di wajahnya. Kita buat hari ini penuh riang, berkumpul bersama teman dan bersenang-senang.
La 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 la.
Dan bawalah yang tidak dapat duduk tenang. Pinggulnya selalu goyang, dia berjanji nanti malam akan datang bersama teman-teman menari jari tangan.
Timplak timplong, timplak timplak timplong, datang kumpul kumpul kumpul
going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi, is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening. Listeners, in today's edition of Music Corner, we present a keroncong song called Hati Yang Terluka or Broken Heart by Keroncong Biru. The song, popularized by Bruri Marantika, was released in 1999. The song, created by Arianto, tells the story of the destruction of love due to being hurt by someone you love. The song lyrics vividly depict the pain that one experiences when the expected love doesn't materialize. The song also creates a powerful image of loss and longing. Listeners can feel the depth of the hurt with each verse recounting a grueling emotional journey. Well, listener, here is Keroncong Biru with the song Hati Yang Terluka. Happy listening.
Takkan lagi ku menjumpaimu. Di tengahnya kabut bermandi embun pagi,
Voice of Indonesia.
Kasuami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasuami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Buton's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Buton residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Entah apa yang ku mau, penuh tanah.
apa isi dari benakmu hari ini? Jakarta ramai, hatiku sepi.
Is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as kempol pleret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As kempol pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as kempol pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and it's white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, The gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapeh. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it? If you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Listener, ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal colo-colo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Listener, welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instrument from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. Let's listen to Gendang Karo Rhythm. Enjoy.
Ope nuang amak padenami, nunga dibaik kamu godang dalihan natului. Asamar pangidoa mahami, tangan mabotohon ujung nga jari-jari, jari-jari nai marsiga jangga-jangi, adorak sonidokon jumulohami marsattabi, amang batara guru humudul, batara guru padapotan, namalo mangajari, jojor-jojor manuturi, asamar guru hami tupatik nyamata debata, baed damang majo godang batara gurui.
Thank you.
Listener, Karol Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra province with the capital city is Kabanjahe. This regency is located on Karo Highland, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabanjahe or Tanah Karo, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karo. Gendang Lima Sidalinen is percussion instruments which consists of five instruments and played by five persons. The instruments are one penarune, two penggual, and two simalugong. It is called Gendang Lima Sidalinen because the sound of music is produced by five different instruments, namely sarune as an aerophone, gendang indung as a membranophone, and gendang anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called Gendang Lima Sidalinen, Ranggutna 10-2.
Thank you.
meanwhile, gendang telu. Sedalenan consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of kulchapi or long neck lute as a melody, keteng-keteng as a ideocordophone or tube zither, as rhythmically, and mangkuk bentar as an idiophone as a tempo. In Kyanos culture, people mention musician as sir jabaten, meaning on duty. Sir jabaten consists of players of saruni, gendang singanaki, gendang singinduni, gendang penganak, and gong. Each instrument player in Karo traditional ethno scenes has a name. Take for example, saruni player is called panaruni. Gendang or singanaki and singinduni player is called pangguak. And penganak player is called simalu penganak. And gong player is called simalugong. And also mangkuk michiho player is called simalu mangkuk michiho. Gendang Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang Karo art is similar with Japanese folk art. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo or patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow sarune needs certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, gendang Karo is complete if there are saruni, gendang si ngindungi, gendang singanaki, penganak, and gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of gendang Karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to gendang. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you.